Sir Lee Teabing felt rueful as he gazed out over the barrel of his Medusa revolver at Robert Langdon and Sophie Neveu. "My friends," he said, "since the moment you walked into my home last night, I have done everything in my power to keep you out of harm's way. But your persistence has now put me in a difficult position. Please believe I never had any intention of your being involved. You came to my home. You came searching for me."
"Lee?" Langdon finally managed.
"What the hell are you doing?
We thought you were in trouble. We came here to help you."
"As I trusted you would," he said. "We have much to discuss." Langdon and Sophie seemed unable to tear their stunned gazes from the revolver aimed at them.
"It is simply to ensure your full attention," Teabing said. "If I had wanted to harm you, you would be dead by now. I am a man of honor, and I vowed in my deepest conscience only to sacrifice those who had betrayed the Sangreal."
"What are you talking about?" Langdon said.
"Betrayed the Sangreal?"
"I discovered a terrible truth," Teabing said, sighing. "I learned why the Sangreal documents were never revealed to the world. I learned that the Priory had decided not to release the truth after all. That's why the millennium passed without any revelation, why nothing happened as we entered End of Days."
Langdon drew a breath, about to protest.
"The Priory," Teabing continued, "was given a sacred charge to share the truth, to release the Sangreal documents when the End of Days arrived. For centuries, men like Da Vinci, Botticelli, and Newton risked everything to protect the documents and carry out that charge. And now, at the ultimate moment of truth, Jacques Saunier changed his mind. The man honored with the greatest responsibility in Christian history eschewed his duty."
Teabing turned to Sophie.
"He failed the Grail. He failed the Priory. And he failed the memory of all the generations that had sacrificed to make that moment possible."
"You?" Sophie declared. "You are the one responsible for my grandfather's murder?"
Teabing scoffed.
"Your grandfather and his seneschal were traitors to the Grail."
Teabing's voice was relentless.
"Your grandfather sold out to the church. It is obvious they pressured him to keep the truth quiet."
Sophie shook her head.
"The church had no influence on my grandfather."
Teabing laughed coldly.
"My dear, the church has 2,000 years' experience pressuring those who threaten to unveil its lies. Since the days of Constantine, the church has successfully hidden the truth about Mary Magdalene and Jesus. We should not be surprised that now, once again, they have found a way to keep the world in the dark."
He paused, as if to punctuate his next point.
"Miss Neveu, the deaths of your mother, father, grandmother, and brother were not accidental."
Langdon shook his head.
"What are you saying, Lee?"
"Robert, it explains everything. All the pieces fit. With the End of Days imminent, killing the Grand Master's loved one sent a very clear message. Be quiet, or you and Sophie are next."
"It was a car accident,"
Sophie stammered, feeling the childhood pain welling inside her.
"An accident."
"Bedtime stories to protect your innocence," Teabing said. "I can only imagine the terror the church wielded over your grandfather these past years, threatening to kill you if he dared release the Sangreal secret."
"Lee," Langdon argued, "certainly you have no proof that the church had anything to do with those deaths, or that it influenced the Priory's decision to remain silent."
"Proof?" Teabing fired back. "You want proof the Priory was influenced? The new millennium has arrived and yet the world remains ignorant. Is that not proof enough?"
Robert Langdon had given up trying to get his bearings. Despite the torrent of questions running through his mind, he knew only one thing mattered now: getting Sophie out of here alive. Langdon glanced at Sophie, who looked shaken.
The church murdered Sophie's family to silence the Priory?
Langdon knew the modern church did not murder people. There had to be some other explanation.
"Let Sophie leave," Langdon declared, staring at Lee.
"You and I should discuss this alone."
Teabing gave an unnatural laugh. "I'm afraid that is one show of faith I cannot afford. I can, however, offer you this."
He propped himself fully on his crutches and removed the keystone from his pocket. He held it out for Langdon.
"A token of trust, Robert."
Robert felt wary and didn't move.
"Take it," Teabing said. Langdon could imagine only one reason Teabing would give it back. You opened it already. You removed the map. Teabing laughed, shaking his head. Robert, if I had solved the keystone, I would have disappeared to find the Grail myself and kept you uninvolved. But a true knight learns to obey the signs placed before him. When I saw you enter the abbey, I understood. You were here for a reason. To help. I am not looking for singular glory here. I serve a far greater master than my own pride. The truth. Mankind deserves to know that truth. The Grail found us all, and now she is begging to be revealed. We must work together. Langdon stepped forward and accepted the cold marble cylinder. The vinegar inside gurgled as Langdon grasped it and stepped backwards. I cannot help you, Lee. I have no idea how to open this. I only saw Newton's tomb for a moment, and even if I knew the password, you would not tell me? Teabing sighed. When I learned Sonier left you a dying message, I had a pretty good idea you were holding valuable priory information. But with the police on your heels, I had a sneaking suspicion you might arrive on my doorstep. Langdon glared. And if we had not? I was formulating a plan to extend you a helping hand. One way or another, the keystone was coming to Chateau Villette. The fact that you delivered it into my waiting hands only serves as proof that my cause is just. What? Langdon was appalled. Silas was supposed to break in and steal the keystone from you in Chateau Villette, thus removing you from the equation without hurting you, and exonerating me from any suspicion of complicity. However, when I saw the intricacy of Sonier's codes, I decided to include you both in my quest a little bit longer. Certainly, I could have Silas steal the keystone later, once I knew enough to carry on alone.
Temple Church, Sophie said.